Hello, everyone, and welcome to Secret Keepers Club. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. So happy to have you here. As always, my name is Carly Aquilino. I'm your host. Got a bunch of things I want to chit-chat with my girls about, a bunch of emails that you guys sent in to secretkeepersclub@gmail.com that we're going to get to. Hope everybody had a great week. Hope everybody had a great weekend. The girls are feeling frisky. I know it. I saw you girls out at the Yankee game with your knee-high boots on, okay, and your little mini skirts and your sundresses, okay? The girls are out. We might be out a little early, but we're out. I had a great week last week. My mom came and stayed with me for a few days, which was really nice. She was supposed to come the week before, but you know her, she's damn busier than Beyonce Knowles. You would think that my mom was performing at the Grammys, you know, the Country Music Awards, the Oscars. She's presenting at the Oscars. That's how busy she is. So it was good that she finally, you know, she finally came over. We had so much fun. We went out to dinner. And then the next night we just kind of had like pizza party and chilled and we just like watched movies and stuff. And because I had to run out just for a couple hours. My friend was opening a restaurant. Shout out to my friend, Greg Yuna. He opened a restaurant in the city called Chica and the Dawn. You guys should check it out. It was really great. But I knew that I had to go to that. And when she had rescheduled, I said, I just have to go to something for a couple hours and then I'm going to come back. And she kept going, no, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. I'm like, Ma, it's cool. Just sit here and hang out, watch TV, do whatever you got to do. And do you want to know what this woman says to me? She says, well, what if you meet a guy and you want to take him home? I said, what? My mom I don't know what she thinks, but first of all, I'm flattered. Me and my bestie were laughing about it yesterday. I told her that she said that. And my best friend's like, it's kind of flattering that she thinks you got it like that. I was like, no, I know. I told her, I said, Mom, I've never done that in my life, but if I get inspired tonight, I'll give you a ring. If I meet a guy in the 1 hour that I'm going to be out of the house and I got to rip his clothes off, I'll text you and tell you to go for a lap around the block, you know? But that just cracked me the hell up. I think it's just like my life is so different than her life ever was, that she just imagines me being this. I don't know. I think she imagines me out, you know, in my hoochie mama gear, getting numbers and taking names. But she cracks me the hell up. And then I came home from the party and guess what? She was like, oh, I've been on TikTok this whole time. She's an addict. She's addicted to it. Her algorithm is something I've never even, like you could never even imagine my mom's algorithm, by the way. It's a lot of singing. You know, those like random videos you get, because TikTok gives you, they don't show you the people that you follow. They show you people that they think you would like. They think that, you know, whatever it is that you're into, fashion, skincare, you know, dancing, whatever it is, they'll send you videos that they think you like because they have all of our data and they know us better than we know ourselves. Okay. So my mom's is just so wild to witness. Her scrolling. Wow. She's like, do you know this guy? He's an amazing singer. It's a lot of singers. You don't know this guy. He has four followers. One of them is my mom. One of them's a bot. I'm like, how would I know? I'm not on the same algorithm as you, Els. You know, it's a lot of that. Oh God, it's so funny. Some recipes that are a little jarring. She had sent me one and she said, save this. I want to make this. And you get like a tea candle and you take the wax out and you put butter in it and you light the wick. And you light the wick and then the butter melts and the butter's on fire. Like, just imagine going to my parents' house for a holiday. The butter's on fire. Someone's singing. My mom's on TikTok. It's all the TikTok recipes. Cause I've fallen into that algorithm too. And then I realized, oh no, I can't be doing this. They almost had me with buying one of those Cuisinart machines. I'm like, now what the hell am I going to do with a bread kneader? Like, hello. But she cracks me the hell up. But we had a lot of fun. And yesterday I went to the Yankee game, which was great. I mean, they lost. but what can you do? And I've been getting emails all day from, you know what pisses, guys, this pisses me off more than anything. Okay. You know, when you buy something or you go somewhere, you get a ticket to something, or even if you just go on a website, you get emails every single day for 6.5 years. I got 5 emails this morning. Tell us how we did, from Yankees.com. I don't know. They lost and I sat in a seat and it was a baseball game. I mean, I don't know what you want me to do. It bothers me to no end. And also I've stopped. If I'm at a store and they go, what's your email? I go, no, not happening, sister. Sorry. Make one up. I hate that, because I it's just 99% of my emails are garbage. And then I don't see the stuff that I actually need to see. It drives me nuts. And also me spelling my last name, A-Q-U. I mean, come on. It takes about 15 minutes. So I just opened up my email. Somehow they have the Secret Keepers Club email. Excuse me, Yankees, do you have a secret to tell or not? Because get out of my damn email. I also stopped, like, you know how sometimes you want to buy something just so you want to buy like a USB charger or a phone case or a nail polish or whatever online. And they're like, you have to be a member. What? You have to join if you have to join if you want to buy this. What? That's so annoying. And I won't do it. I'm really trying to, like, certain things, you know, just like stuff you need for the house. I always try and do like go to a store near me, like a local place, to kind of just like support local business. But I'll tell you right now, I don't want to go to the pharmacy anymore. I decided that yesterday because I had to run in there and I'm like, the way that I need like tampons and I have to ask this 17-year-old kid, hey, can you unlock this? Can you unlock the door for me? I'm a baby. I can't buy my own things. I need you to help me. Hello. Why do we have to do that? Come on. Whatever the cost of it is that people are stealing, just deal with it. CVS, you're CVS. I don't care. I'll run right to Amazon. I'll give Jeffrey Bezos all my money if it comes between that and CVS, because it's humiliating. And the people that work there, they don't want to see our faces. They're done. They're like, please, I have to do this 100 times a day. Can they just keep it unlocked? That's what I would do. If I worked there, I would just open all of the stuff. The day that I quit, I showed them. But I don't know. There's something about a pharmacy. It does give me some type of a rush. I don't know. It always has. Pharmacy, Target, Walmart. Just any kind of store that they have so much stuff in there. I got to go look at all the stuff and it really gets me going. You guys, I can't explain it. There's nothing really that's equivalent to that at this point in my life. That's the most excitement I get. My mom should have been worried about me going to CVS after my party the other night. Then I would have left her high and dry. Oh, I love it. Okay. Let's get to some of these emails you guys sent in to secretkeepersclub@gmail.com. And we are going to avoid the Yankees emails and the other spam emails that I somehow get. Driving me nuts. They also make it so hard to get tickets now. Like, have you bought something on like Ticketmaster or StubHub? Forget it. StubHub or no. The worst one, Axis. Axis is like, you have to download a special app to get the QR code for the thing. I'm like, can we just go back to like having it just send it to my email? Or I would even rather go print it out than have to download another goddamn app. Cause I have apps for shit that I don't even know what this was. Anyway, am I a boomer? Because it's giving that. And I know sometimes I'm talking and I'm like, I really do sound like a boomer, but the internet is hard. It really is. Also, one more thing, and then I'm going to stop. Why is everything behind a paywall? Like, it will be like earthquake in New York City, shooting, you know, all of these like tragedies that are happening. And then it'll be like, you have to give us $1 if you want to see. If you want to see if you're in danger, you got to give us a dollar. Sorry. What? God, I hate those. I hate those guys. Anywho, let's get to these emails before I have a, you know, full panic attack about the internet. This one says bump it. Do you guys remember those? I know that's not what this is about, but imagine if it was. Guys, imagine if it was like, I've been wearing a bump it. The bump it was the thing that you would put on the top of your hair and it would give you a bump. Like what it was when Snooki was that girl. Not saying she's not anymore, but like it was the style. It was, those were the vibes. Okay. Early 2000s, mid 2000s. Our hair was bumpy. And the higher the hair, the closer to God. You know the saying. That might have even been the bump it slogan. God, I had one, and girl, you couldn't tell me shit when I had my bump it in. Please. What was that? You want to know what bothers me? The way that whoever invented the bump it is probably on a private island somewhere just living it up because of us. Come on. What was that? Such dark times, really, in hair, makeup, fashion. That era really was tragic. Woo. But imagine if that's what this email was about. I've been wearing a bump it since 2005. I get a lot of compliments. My husband doesn't like it. Oh God, I just sit here and crack myself up. Okay, you guys, just a quick word from our friends this week. Secret Keepers Club is brought to you by BetterHelp. If you're pouring everything you've got into work and there's nothing left over for you, it is time to make a change. BetterHelp's online therapy is incredible. Get matched with one of their licensed therapists and learn what you like to do, what and who make you happy, and how to set boundaries so you can live your best life. Everything is done online. No driving to the office or sitting on someone's cold gray couch. You can do therapy right from the privacy of your own home. I think this is such a great tool to have. I always am encouraging people to go and work on your mental health. I think it's important. And if that feels good, then everything in your life kind of feels more together. You feel like you have it together more. And I love the convenience of it. I'm such an advocate for BetterHelp. Getting started is simple. Just take a short quiz and BetterHelp will connect you with one of their licensed therapists. You can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/secretkeepers today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/secretkeepers. Okay. Bump it. Hi, Carly and the Princes. I hope this email finds you well because I bumped it up and it never seemed to find its way onto the potty. Oh, well, here we go. I love you so much. And the podcast brightens my week. Thank you. So many people aren't as funny and cool as, or gosh darn hot as us. Wow. Gosh darn hot as us secret keepers. And I feel like each person who writes in is my bestie girl. And I want to have a wine drunk slumber party with them. Shout out to my bestie girl, Natalie, who listens weekly. Okay. You know what? Hold on. Because I'm doing the thing where I can't read. Hold on. I got to take a sip of out of my, you know what? Guys, I promise I'm never like on drugs or drunk or anything. I've been drunk on the potty a couple times, but I'll tell you ahead of time. Oh, I just got back from brunch, blah, 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 blah. This is just sometimes, some days I'm good. Some days I'm wacky. I'm crawling up the damn walls like a sleep paralysis spider or something. Okay. Shout out to my bestie, Natalie, who listens weekly. I love how this girl's like, I've sent this email 100 times. I simply can't read it. She says, anywho, some recent thoughts. It's so embarrassing to ask to use your PTO that you are completely entitled to and legally mandated to have. Not me looking my boss in the face and telling him I need space from this place and his DeLulu attitude. Number two, I still find myself thinking about the girl who wrote in. Girl, I think about her every day. The girl who wrote in about her boyfriend who shot the rabbit and girl run. I work in a psych ward and it's giving serial killer. I often think about the girlie who had a man say that he was a phantom, a delusion, crack the fuck up because are we for fucking serious that there are these men out there? Honestly, it's so true. I think about that all the time too, just to interject here, like the stories that we've heard on this podcast, to me, it just proves that women are so nice. women are so nice. I don't want to hear that we're mean or we're bitches or we have an attitude or anything. Like the things that my girls have gone through and they're still 10 toes on the ground saying, I like men. Please, please. Meanwhile, if you tell a guy, can you put the toaster back in the cabinet when you're done using it? He actually has a fit. That one was a little specific. It's happened to me in my life. Okay. And then she says, I recently had a shit crappens in the woods. Oh my God. Off the side of the parkway. Story for another day. And I instantly thought of you, AKA we trauma bonded at this point. I feel like, to be fair, the woods on the side of the highway is probably your best bet. Like, I can't think of a better place. You're not out in public. It won't stand out. Somebody will think, oh, there was a bear here or a dog or a rabbit or whatever. So I think that's kind of the best case scenario. I really don't like my girls going in the woods though. And you already know that. She says, last but not least, if he wanted to, he would. To all the girlies who write in unsure and confused about what they deserve, the answer is the world. Life is so short. And if you're even wondering if there's more out there, chances are there is. A man will never make you question or doubt the way he feels about you. 1000%. I'm blessed to be with a sweet, perfect angel baby who's an electrician. Girl, if you don't stop, shout out to his calloused hands, picture of us attached. I 10 out of 10 recommend going to the gas station like Wawa at the crack ass of dawn for a coffee and you find yourself a husband. Girl, all those guys are already married. All those guys are already married. The guys that are at Wawa at 5 a.m., please. That's like Buckingham Palace to me. Let's see. I met a guy yesterday at the Yankee game who's an engineer. I was like, wow, I don't know what that is. Like, literally, what is that? I have no clue. Oh my God, you guys are so cute. What a cute couple. And then you're right in front of your little Christmas tree. Stop. Stop. Gorgeous, gorgeous girls. We love to see it. He's cute. Wow. He looks like he could like pick up, you know, those guys that you see videos of them, they're picking up a tree stump or something in the woods and they're just kind of rolling it around. I don't know where they're putting it. He looks like that kind of guy. And we love to see a girl boss winning. I think she actually put she did a fuck, marry, kill. Wow. This one's almost like we're going to get into a fight because these are all things that I love. Okay. So let's see. There was something that happened to me the other day where I was like, this is humiliating. Oh my God. Waiting in line to get a coffee. I always make my own coffee because I have a Nespresso Virtuoso machine, right? And you guys know that. That's my number one prized possession. Like if the cats are safe, if God forbid something ever happened, as long as the cats are safe, I'm taking the Nespresso. I'm sorry. That's my baby. But I would say probably once a week, twice a week, I'll stop and get a coffee, iced tea, whatever. If I want a fancy like special latte or something. And then you're waiting. Yeah. I get up to the counter and the person is just like, yes, this happened to me the other day. The person was just chit-chatting with another customer. And I was just standing there, like looking straight ahead, just being like, please talk to me. Cause otherwise I'm going to leave. Like there was people behind me. They were like looking at the back of my head and they knew, girl, they knew I wasn't saying a word because they knew this guy wasn't talking to me. Oh my God. I'm sweating. Just thinking about it, I'm like, I honestly almost had a fit because I'm like, if this guy doesn't say at least hello to me for one more second. And also if you work in like, I remember when I worked in restaurants and when I worked in hair salons for years, you have to say hi to people when they walk in. I hate when I go into a store or a restaurant or a cafe or something and they just like literally pretend that you're not alive. And you're just like, okay, I feel dumb. Say hello to me, you freak. Anywho, today's one of those days, you guys, I guess. Just going on and on and on. Oh my God, this one says, Carly, I need to know your thoughts. He's a 10, but he runs up the stairs on all fours. Oh my God. Because I know what you're talking about when guys do that, when they put their hands on the steps and they push themselves up. Oh my God. It's so wild that men really do that. I've seen it. I've witnessed it. And it's not a pretty sight. Because why are you doing that? It's also giving the ring. Like, it's giving haunted. Why are you doing a crab walk? Like, surely you could just walk up them normal. I would say, okay, if he's a 10, and you know that when we talk about stuff like this, we're talking 10 out of 10, okay? We're talking Jeremy Allen White had a baby with Drake and somehow, and Michael B. Jordan, okay? That's what we're talking, 10 out of 10. And he's nice, and he's sweet, and he treats you like a little baby angel princess. I would still give him a 9. I wouldn't give him like a 5 or anything if he's perfect in every other way, but I would say that would give me the ick a little bit. An 8 or a 9 for sure. But who am I kidding? I mean, literally, you know? Okay, let's see. This one says, open relationship drama. I need advice. Hi, Carly and the little kitties. I fucking love you so much. Oh, I fucking love you so much too. You bring so much joy and laughter into my life, and I'm grateful for you. Also, you have such good style. Thank you. I'm writing in with a story about trying out a non-monogamy with my long-term partner and would love your advice. My partner, let's call him Levi, and I have been together for almost 8 years. About a year into our relationship, we started experimenting with non-monogamy, mostly through casual hookups together, like threesomes. Last year, we started dating the same woman. For reference, I'm bisexual, and I felt like I never got into the experience and got to experience any queer relationships in my life, so I was very excited. Let's call this person Amanda. The three of us became friends, but my partner wasn't entirely feeling her. Amanda and I became really close, but since my partner wasn't into her, we decided to start dating separately. This is something that I requested. This was really difficult, but ultimately was something that I've always wanted to try. To provide some background on Amanda, she's very experienced with non-monogamy, has a primary nesting partner, and is engaged. Damn, Amanda's got it all. She's got all her ducks in a row. Our boundaries were keeping things casual. Fast forward to about 5 months ago, and my partner Levi starts dating someone that he's been climbing with for about a year. Right before we went on an international trip, in parentheses, where we were planning on getting engaged, this new woman that he's interested in, let's call her Pearl, tells him that she's really into him. Immediately, I'm feeling really upset by this because the timing felt really off. We return from our trip and they start hanging out and dating more frequently. I have a really, really difficult time with this. For context, I have a pretty traumatic past and an unfortunate amount of mental health conditions. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm working with a therapist every week to try and prioritize my mental health. Still with my long-term partner dating this new person, I'm honestly spiraling every few weeks or so. My partner, Levi, tells me about a trip that Pearl is planning. We have all outlined our boundaries before they started really dating, and one of my boundaries was no overnight trips with the exception of a friend group trip. Pearl is planning this trip for her birthday next month, in which my partner, Levi, invites me to. Pearl and I both have birthdays in May. Several weeks go by, and Levi tells me that he wants to go on this trip by himself. I'm obviously devastated and confused. He later tells me that Pearl doesn't want me to go on the trip, but doesn't explicitly explain why. He also told me that he suggested to her that we could stay in a different house if it made her feel better, to which she said no. I'm guessing she's uncomfortable, and honestly, I can respect that boundary. However, this is really feeling like they're both crossing a line, and I can't help but feel so sad over it. Amidst of all of this, I told my partner that I'm just overall not feeling comfortable with this relationship structure. As much as I wanted to once try this and how much I care about Amanda, I realized I can't continue doing this. I asked if it would be okay if we close our relationship indefinitely. Levi agrees that it's been difficult for both of us and to close the relationship, but he wants a few more months to process everything and then let go. I said that's okay, although I'm still hurting pretty badly. He still wants to go on this trip with her and her friend group, but I'm deeply uncomfortable with it. And not to mention, I was uninvited, which is obviously not feeling great. I feel like my boundaries are being crossed. I know I can't tell him he can't go, but it feels like he's prioritizing her feelings over mine. Would love some advice for how to proceed on this. I honestly don't want him to go on this trip. What's a girl to do? Love you and thank you for reading. Okay. Okay. First of all, before I even say what I'm about to say, I do want to kind of prompt you guys. If you've ever been in a similar situation, reach out and send us an email at secretkeepersclub@gmail.com. And if you've ever had a successful experience, because we've heard stories similar to this before, and it seems like this is a common occurrence. If you're, you know, in a non-monogamous relationship, you're both seeing other people, you set these boundaries, at some point it feels like it gets messy. So if you've ever had a successful situation like this, let me know what your rules were and how it worked out with you and your partner, because it's something I'm very, I'm so curious about it, because I don't know that I've ever heard of it working in the long run. And I'm not being a hater. I'm just curious. I've never witnessed it, because I think these things get messy. It seems like a good idea, and it's all fun and games until someone gets hurt, right? So I understand completely where you're coming from. And I think you're being, you know, maybe even a little too understanding and generous with how you're accepting this. I know that I know that you're trying to respect her boundaries. I know you're trying to respect your partner's boundaries, but at the same time, what about you? What about how you feel and how this makes you feel? I think it's important in these situations to take a step back and put yourself first. It's not selfish to do that, because at the end of the day, you're struggling and you're suffering. And, you know, I would imagine that like a huge part of your relationship is the fact that you want to have a strong foundation with your partner and be able to just kind of be open with each other and be there for each other. Otherwise, literally, why be in a relationship in the first place? It doesn't make any sense. So I think that you 100%, if I were you, I would 100% say to your partner what you said to me, which is, I respect how you're feeling, but it feels like you're prioritizing her feelings over mine and you're crossing boundaries. It's one of these things where he could be like, well, you know, like we have this rule and I'm not breaking the rule. It's like, okay, that's why these things always get so messy. Cause you can have they'll like people find loopholes, you know? And I would feel the exact same way that you do. It's like, if I feel uncomfortable with something, I don't want my person to go, because I wouldn't feel uncomfortable if it was something ridiculous, you know, if I was being ridiculous. I would only feel uncomfortable if it was warranted. So as my partner, I feel like you should respect that. And it's really as simple as that. I would say exactly this part that you said to me and just wait for his response. You don't have to go too in depth. It's pretty self-explanatory. He already knows that you're upset about it. You're feeling uncomfortable, and not for nothing. Like, I don't care what rules you have in your relationship. Like, if someone uninvites me somewhere, you're not going. Like, that is so hurtful. It takes you back to, like, why would you want to go, is what I'm saying. Not I'm going to make you stay home, but you should go, oh, fuck this. Like, we're together. We're a unit. We're partners. You're my other half. Why would you want to go somewhere that wouldn't welcome me? That's what's kind of bothering me the most about the whole situation. It's like, no, he shouldn't want to go without you. That's just my personal opinion. I know that, you know, these situations are very nuanced and I'm trying to be as sensitive to it as possible, but I'm just telling you from an outsider's perspective, you were very generous and understanding with the situation. But I would say this is like a non-starter for me. I don't feel comfortable with it because I wouldn't be welcome there. So what are we doing? And again, if anyone has a similar experience, how you got through it or what ended up happening or whatever, do let us know. Because that's something I'm really find interesting. Okay, this one says, fuck it, we ball. Okay, Hey Carly and the kitty babies. It's so funny that they both have names that shorten to old man names. I love Bob and Stan. Okay, a couple of things. Why is getting on an escalator so embarrassing? Oh my God, you're so right. Girl, getting off an escalator is so embarrassing. And have you ever been on like the conveyor belt at the airport? Where they just like you stand on it and you feel like you're about to get scanned at Pathmark. Because you're supposed to walk on that. You could either walk or you can like just stand on it, right? Because it's always in like a long shot at an airport where like it's a huge like stretch. And some people stand, but you stand off to the side, but you're not supposed to take up the entire thing. And there's always one fucking asshole that's standing in the middle of that thing. So you're going 0 miles an hour. You're going 0 miles an hour on that thing. Okay. And it's humiliating. But I zip right on that. If there's no one in front of me and I have my suitcase, woo, that's the closest thing I've ever felt to flying. Cause I'm going so fast. Anywho, I digress. She says, I don't know if it's just me thinking my foot is going to get caught in something. So I'm standing there with my ass cheeks clenched, but damn, those things are annoying, especially the flat ones at the airport. Oh my God, girl, we're one in the same. She says, it's also crazy how we feel like all eyes are on us at the airport and no one is worried about us at all. See, that I disagree with, because I feel that anytime something embarrassing has happened to me at the airport, it's felt as though everyone saw it. Everyone saw it. And I'm looking at other people like, wow, that was embarrassing. Like, wow, can't believe that just happened to you. That sucks. You know? She says, also, I wanted to ask if you were still doing that thing where you will link girlies on Discord. I'll be 31 in June and just moved to Jersey right before the pandemic started. I live with a friend, but we've grown apart after living with someone for years. We understandably have learned a lot about one another. Unfortunately, her energy is just too much for me often. I try to remedy that by just straight up keeping to myself most nights, but she's always on 100. So I just always have to be ready for that and to hang out with her. Anyway, it's been so hard to meet girls around my age in the area, but there were so many of us, it seems. I smoke weed often. Okay, blaze it. 420. So that's usually enough to make a friend or two at an outing, but I'm just looking for something more substantial. Summer's coming up and it would be so cool to go on walks and beach trips. Okay, if you guys are in Jersey, she didn't say what part of Jersey. Hit me up and I'll link you guys. Let's see. This one says song wreck. Dear Carl's and the Sweetie Gentleman, I'm a few G&Ts in and I have to let the girls know that they all have to listen to Casual by, I love her. Is it Chapel or Chappelle? Ronan. See, now every single time I've seen this girl's name, it's spelled differently. Hold on. I don't want to butcher it. I think I don't know how to spell it. Okay. I think it's Chapel because it's C-H-A-P-P-E-L-L. I think it would be Chappelle if it was C-H-A-P-P-E-L-L-E. Okay. And that is my spelling bee answer. And that's my final answer. Regis. But her last name is Roan, R-O-A-N. See, I thought it was Ronan too. She says, a friend told me about her music and this song immediately made me think of the girlies and the Secret Keepers Club. Please add it to the playlist. Love you to pieces. And then she gives a good fuck, marry, kill. I love all of this girl's music. I will not butcher her name. I refuse to say it again, but all of her stuff is really good, really dancey. I think she's going to be the new, you know, the new girly on the, yeah, what do people say? Charts? Is that a thing? I think she's going to be like the new like superstar. I don't want to compare her to anybody, but she's great. It's going to be like songs of the summer. I think this is like her year. Okay. This one says, bumping this up, SOS, I thought I found the one, but I got clowned on. Oh no, we hate to see it. Hey, Carly and the little cutie kitty cats. Longtime listener, first time writing in, except I've chatted on the Spotify Lives, which I miss so much. Girl, I miss them too. I wish I could bring them back. She says, you want to know what, you guys, like, should I do a Twitch or something? I don't know. Cause it's Twitch is all video, right? I spoke with them like years ago about a streaming channel because they were getting into podcasting. Maybe I'll reach back out to them. Okay. She says, I've been a fan for years and I met you a couple times at Helium in Buffalo. You're so beautiful and gorgeous. Oh, thank you so much. I love Buffalo. It's one of my favorite clubs. Anywho, I'm writing in so I can simply hear your thoughts and advice. Any other girlies listening, I'll take your advice too. I recently just got out of a long-term relationship with a guy who I really thought was the one. I'm 27 and he's 29. We dated back in college, then went our separate ways afterward. It ended badly and we both matured and found our way back together. I thought it was one of these, if it's meant to be, he'll come back kind of scenarios. The second time around was so healthy and the best relationship I've ever been in. We were super in love. Then a little over a year ago, he got a job in NYC. So he moved there. We decided to try a long distance relationship. I live in Buffalo with a job and life that I'm really happy with. And I wasn't ready to part that and go with him. So we also weren't even sure if his move would be permanent. Despite our long distance, we made it work. We aren't that far from each other, so trips were frequent and communication was great. A whole year goes by and it was successful, and we both knew that we needed to have a real discussion about what the future looked like for us. We began having these discussions and they weren't feeling so positive and there was no progress being made. Then I dropped a, I think we should take a break so I can think about things on me. He wanted to do a no contact break, but with weekly check-ins. Obviously I was crushed and I didn't want this, but like I said before, we were a really healthy couple. So I trusted that this was genuine and it would benefit our relationship. After a month of quote unquote thinking and very minimal talking and a pretty torturous month for me, he broke up with me. He said it was nothing personal, that I check all the boxes and that he loves me, but he blamed long distance being too difficult for him. However, when I told him I would be willing to make the move to New York, he said, the thought of you moving here makes me more anxious than excited. Oof. It's wild that the man who always made me feel so loved and secure just decided that a future with me wasn't in the cards. I still am super heartbroken. Oh, girl, I feel for you with this. This is tough. That being said, I'm taking all the necessary steps to heal from this breakup and start to move on. Thankfully, I've done a lot of mental health work in the last couple of years, and I think I'm handling everything in a very healthy way. However, I'm feeling lost. I haven't been quote unquote this single since I was 21. I'm 27 now, and I'm a totally different person. I even feel different now than I was at the start of this most recent relationship, which began when I was 24. When I was 21, I approached dating so casually because I knew I was young enough to not have to find the one, but now I'm 27 and there's this weird pressure from society that's making me feel like I better start hustling to find my person. The thing is, I think deep down, I'm not totally ready for that. How do I get the part of my brain telling me to hurry to shut the fuck up? When I listen to the podcast, I love hearing stories about the frequent dates you go on, even if they flop, LOL. But you have such a good attitude about dating. You seem to just roll with the punches and not settle for losers, which I appreciate. But do you or any of the girlies ever feel like your time is running out? What do I do? Any advice on dating in your 20s, especially for those who already thought they had met the one and how to start over? I would super appreciate any thoughts or tips. Thank you. I love you so much. Kiss you right on the lips. Oh my God. And then there's this picture of us together. Stop, girl. First of all, I was so tan and you're so cute. Where the hell was I the week before this? Because I am golden. Okay. I'm really sorry that you're going through this. I think everyone has a heartache that you kind of just can't shake it off. And it feels worse when it was like kind of a second chance, it was a second relationship. You thought it was going to be different and it was. So you have this like positive outlook on it. But you want to know what, just like everything, like you can't force yourself, number one, to get over something. You have to just, unfortunately, I wish there was a switch you could flip and it would be done with, but you have to just feel it and get through it and deal with it in the most healthy way that you can, which it seems like you're doing. I think the difference in breakups between men and women a lot of times is women will actually feel their feelings immediately and deal with them and kind of go through the motions. Sometimes we, oh, I just want to jump right back out there. I just want to start dating again and kind of patch up that wound. But for the most part, at least emotionally, we're trying to handle it, which doesn't happen overnight. But men, you see this all the time in relationships. It's happened to me. It's happened to all my friends. Anyone that's has experienced dating has been through this, where you're devastated after a breakup. And then he seems like he's fine, right? He's going out, he's partying, he's out with his friends. You haven't heard from him. He's posting on Instagram. He's going to the gym. That's really what gets me, is when they start going to the gym. Oh, now you want to go to the gym. Okay. That's weird. But they kind of distract. And then, girl, I'm telling you, in a few months, however long it'll be, a couple months, couple years, whatever, he's going to come knocking down your door and apologize and ask for round three. And it ain't happening, because you're going to be so past that, that you're not even going to consider it. So you're on the right track. Don't force yourself to get past something. It can never work. There's no real way to do it. You got to just go through it, and you'll be stronger in the end. And, you know, I understand the pressure of, you know, you feel like the clock is ticking. I get it. I think that's also something that we're kind of fed when we're young. But it's really not. Girl, you're so young. You got plenty of time. And you want to know what ends up happening with people who have that clock ticking, and they just want to get married, that they would just want to have kids and blah, blah, blah. Cause TikTok, sometimes you end up with somebody that you really didn't feel was your person. And that's a whole nother can of worms. So for me personally, I'm like, I'm not going to spend time with someone unless they feel really special to me. I know what feels special to me. I know what things I won't, you know, what things are red flags to me and things that are deal breakers for me. And you just keep it moving. Don't over invest in these people that we don't know. I don't know this guy. Even if I've been on a few dates, I don't know. You're still on your best behavior. You know, don't over invest, just go with the flow, and do not force yourself to date if you're not ready, because it's just going to feel icky. There's nothing, you know, if you want to just go out and flirt, then by all means, hey, I get that. That sometimes is the answer. Just going out and flirting. Also, when you were younger, when you said, when you were 21, you approached dating and in such like a light way. I think that that's kind of the way you have to go about it. Otherwise you end up being like disappointed by people all the time. It sucks. And I know it's like, people have said to me like, oh yeah, like it's just every guy sucks. No, not every guy sucks, but a lot of guys that you go out with are the worst, and they're disappointing, and they promise you you know, they say things that they don't mean, and they, you know, kind of lead you on to get what they want. And it's a whole thing. And it's like, if it's happened to me once, it's happened to me a million fucking times. So I don't let people disappoint me at this point. It's not happening. Just go do whatever feels natural to you. Don't push it, and go out with your friends and have fun. You want to know what? Think of the most fun nights you've ever had is with your friends. And it was usually the nights that you weren't even expecting to, you know, really go out and party like that, but you did. And it just kind of takes you there. That's fun to me. There's like a few times that's happened that always stick out in my head. And I'm like, God, that's just those nights. You can't plan it. You can't be like, okay, we're going out tonight and we're going to have fun. You know, it's just the vibes got to be on, and everybody is on the same page and everybody could rally. Once we were, I think I told this story probably when it happened. Did I? Me and my friend were eating at this restaurant, and these guys next to us, there was like a whole table of them. And they were like, one of them like turns to me and he goes, come sit with us, have a glass of wine. I'm like, all right. So we sat with them and they were like, we're going to a party, come with us. We ended up having the most fun night ever. Not us getting in the car with strangers, but we did. I knew somebody that they knew, that someone that I went to high school with knew them. So I was like, okay, they're not gonna, you know, like they were legit normal people, but that was really fun. I don't know why I told that story. Okay, this one says, I met an infamous true crime murderer. Hello to our secret keeping queen. I know you're a true crime girly, and I thought that you and the girls might find this inside scoop very juicy. When I was completing my master's degree, there was the option to apply for a class that was conducted in a prison with criminals who were referred to as quote unquote inside students, one of whom was a female murderer featured on a Netflix documentary. Don't say, oh my God. Okay. I'm familiar. I was told not to say it, but I'm familiar and you guys are too. The class was discussing criminal justice and I honestly wasn't too sure what to expect when I signed up. However, to my surprise, the class was essentially pushing the agenda that the criminal justice system is unfair and prisons should be completely abolished. The criminal in question was the most invested student and was always very vocal in the class about how people need support in the community and how there's no place for prisons and that criminals are just people who have been failed by lack of support and resources. The number one rule in the class was that we were not supposed to look up what the quote unquote inside students' crimes were. So I didn't realize that there were multiple murderers in my class. I brought up the argument that I wouldn't want to live next to a murderer in the community. And I said, especially those who are not remorseful and would do it again. I didn't realize this would be a controversial statement. I got absolutely reamed out by my classmates. The infamous one in question said that it's up to the police and social workers to manage these situations in the community rather than send someone to prison. Anyway, it was an absolutely wild experience, and I learned to never speak up and muscle my way through that class. The criminal in question also showed zero accountability or remorse for her actions. Oh, you could tell. And instead is very passionate about blaming the larger prison system for failing criminals. Also, on a completely separate note, I recently discovered an app called Yuka, which you can scan the barcodes of your cosmetics. Oh, I've used it before. I should actually re-download that. I had it and I deleted it from my other phone. I had no idea the lotions and makeup that I use have so many toxins. I've switched to all clean products. I thought you and the girlies would appreciate that suggestion. Yeah, that's a great, is that the same? I think I'm thinking of the same one. You could also scan like your food and stuff. She says, thanks for being a sunlight on all of our Mondays. Aw, thank you so much. And then she gives a good fuck, marry, kill. Ooh, see, now the girls are sending fuck, marry, kills and we love to see it. So this is really interesting. I'm not going to say who it was, but it's so weird. I think about this all the time. Like, it's so tricky even talking about things like this, because it is a touchy subject. And I think when it comes to like, not that you asked for my opinion on this, but I'm just thinking about it now, because I was watching that show Unlocked and I was thinking about it too. It's like, did these people commit heinous crimes that are just unforgivable and so illegal? Yes. Should they be, you know, should they have to, you know, suffer the consequences for their actions? Of course. But it sucks because they're still people and they are people that I think, you know, for the most part, sometimes it's just what they grew up seeing, right? So you kind of like, you grow up and you become that in some type of way. But I think for the most part, and this is just my opinion, like, I think we would have such a lower crime rate if mental health was taken seriously. If people who had mental illness were given the resources that they really need to live a healthy life and the medication that they need to live a healthy life. Because you look up all of these people who are murderer, like mass shootings and, you know, murderers, serial killers, all of this stuff. And for the most part, it's people who have been like flagged before, you know, during like a psychiatric evaluation or there was some type of red flag that nobody took serious. It's really, really spooky. But I think this person that's in, that was in your class, I think that she you know, I think that she doesn't feel bad to me personally, because she never said that she did. And I've watched a lot of stuff about her, and it seemed like she was mad kind of that she didn't get her way. So, but I don't know. I mean, I'm not diagnosing anybody. But oh my God. So wait, girl, did you go in, you went to prison to go to school, or they like zoomed in or what? What? Oh my goodness. Okay. Let's see. This one. Oh, there's another good, this is another good fuck, marry, kill. And it's about hot dogs. And I just had hot dogs yesterday at the Yankee game. My friend was like, should we get just regular size? I was like, girl, I want a foot long, please. What do I look like here? You see me with keys in my hand? Please. I want a foot long. I also bumped into, I don't know if she listens to the podcast, but I bumped into a girl that follows me on Instagram. Girl, I was holding a huge tray with a foot long hot dog. Okay. And then we had chicken fingers and French fries and a big hot pretzel and a Stella. And she said, oh my God, hi. I was like, girl, I look like, I said to her, I said, girl, I look like such a piece of shit right now. Just like with a huge tray of ballpark foods, please. So much fun. Okay. This one says hot guys are hell. Uh-oh. Dear Carlina Bambino, heartthrob Rob, and little rascal Stan. Carly, I love you and appreciate the potty so, so much. Oh, thanks so much. You make me laugh my little peach off on the reg, and I look forward to the day I run into you at Peter Pan while we're both getting ourselves a little sweet treat and we become besties. I've run into a lot of you at Peter Pan. I love that place. She says, I have two questions before I get down to brass tacks. Number one, what's the update on the skateboard? When you announced on the potty that you purchased a skateboard, I said out loud, "Nar, Car." Car, all I could think of was the time that I fell off a skateboard when I was trying to impress a guy that I was dating, thinking that I would be Tony freaking Hawk. Did you return it? Are you skating? Let the girlies know, because I'm worried. Number two, who would voice Robert and Stanley in a Pixar movie? I've thought about this so many times, but she says, in my imagination, Robert is played by Patrick Dempsey, cute, and Stanley is James McAvoy. But what the heck do I know? And then she says, okay, on to the very embarrassing thing is thinking that a 6'2 gorgeous French jazz musician is your soulmate. The second he buys you one damn cocktail, it's so embarrassing how we project so many good qualities onto a guy just because he's insanely hot. Like if a man is over 6 feet, he has green eyes and thick JFK Jr. hair with a little salt and pepper, I will literally believe that he's qualified to be freaking president of the United States. I find it nearly impossible to not tell the story word for word exactly as I lived it, but I will try and be as brief as possible. I had an absolutely magical little meet cute with the hottest man I've ever seen that, girl, I need a picture of him. Hottest man I've ever seen that led to him asking for my number. Him planning a romantic date, me showing up with my little peach looking adorable and my little top because he's French and he was wearing a little suit. Car, I would have let this man run me over with his car. We end up going on a few dates and he says the most romantic things anyone has ever said to me. And I've had a lot of boyfriends. He's so hot. And I'm like, he's the funniest person I've ever met, even though he never said not one single thing. And yet I'm calling my mom, my mother, saying, Mom, I met someone. I should be clear and say that we banged on the first date because, Car, how could I not? Anyway, things were, I don't know why, but it's giving voice memo. It's giving voice. It's giving this email. It's like a transcribed FaceTime call with your bestie. And I love it. She says, anyway, things were going so well until my bestie sends me screenshots of a post in a Facebook group saying that he was literally banging every girly in NYC. So I did what any sane woman would do and told him on our next date that I had a dream that he hooked up with all my friends at a party. And now I had the ick. He, of course, was like in a French accent, what are you talking about? I swear I'm only doing gigs. And seeing you, how could I not want more than more with you? You are perfect to me and I love you so much. And I love spending so much time together. So I pretended to believe him, said that I was tired and went home alone. Girl, I'm down bad, but know the lying would only continue. So I blocked him and I'm moving on. But God, it is so annoying to have to get over a hot guy with a big hog. Girl, how do you do it? The only thing is I can cling to is that he blew dry his hair with a round brush, and his apartment that he shared with several roommates. We're both in our mid-30s. Mm-hmm. That was a dump and a half. Not Batman in sight, to say the least. Side note, men who blow dry their hair with a round brush, they do cheat. I don't know why, but it is true. Can you help me get the ick for this guy? Because if he messages me on Etsy, I don't know that I'll have the strength to resist. Picture of us attached below for reference. Love ya. Let's see. Hold on. I got to take a sip of my water bottle. My brain's turning into scrambled eggs. Okay, so here's what's going on. She's gorgeous and he's a regular guy. Just, you know, based on what the materials I was given, she's gorgeous and she has a beautiful face and beautiful hair and she's literally stunning. And then like she would walk into a room and you would go, wow, that girl's so pretty. And he's a regular guy. I can't stress it enough. I know that you said he's tall. Good for him, but that doesn't mean anything. So I think, honestly, girl, you want to know how I always get over it? Not get over it, but kind of feel like I won in these scenarios and kind of get the ick in some type of way is if I just tell myself that like me not answering him is driving him absolutely crazy. And that's the goal. So all you have to do is less. In every case, I'm going to say do less. Like just don't answer him, leave him on read. Even if he knows that you saw his message, even better, just don't even bother with him. Don't waste your time, because then, it's not about winning, but I do think that there is some type of, you know, I do want to win. If somebody hurt me and like made me feel like an asshole and was hooking up with a bunch of other girls, like I'm going to make sure that I at least win. And the way you do that is by doing nothing. So you'll be fine. Girl, I promise you, you can't go outside in New York City and not see 20 of this guy on the street. So I think you're going to get over it quickly. I really feel that way. But it's always the people who give us the least that we invest the most in and that we like the most for some reason. Like I've had a 2-month situationship destroy me more than like a 2-year relationship. What? Please. It's just so strange what we do. And I know that you're saying I believe you, but you're hotter than him. Just FYI. I also do understand the accent thing, the French accent thing. Forget it. The round brush would absolutely throw me off though. And you can kind of tell when you look at his hair that he has been using a round brush because it's giving blowout. It's giving roller set, if I may. So why don't you do that? Envision him sitting under one of those big heaters at the hair salon with rollers in his hair because it's giving perm. And to me, that'll give you the ick. It maybe that's just me. Picture him with little pink perm rods, and then picturing him having to, you know, the girl having to take all the perm rods out at the sink and he's like leaning back and you would see, girl, ew, girl, I'm gonna be sick. I could kind of see it. And to answer your questions from the beginning, no, I'm not skating. I did return the skateboard. And then one of my friends, well, he's actually not a friend. He's actually an asshole, but just this guy was like, oh, do you try to skate? And I was like, no, but maybe I will take him up on that. I don't know. It just feels like I'm going to break my elbow. So at that point, I would feel like an idiot. One of my friends brought up a good point. She was like, girl, do you want to have a cast on your arm the entire summer? Because that's what would end up happening. And I was like, you're so real for that. Imagine I'm 33 years old. Everybody has to sign my cast. I can't go to the beach. I can't go in the pool. I can't have any fun whatsoever. And then after the summer's over, they take my cast off and I have a farmer's tan. Come on, guys. And I don't know who would voice Robin Stan. That's a good cue. I think about it all the time. Okay, now let's do some of these fuck, marry, kills. We'll do all of them, actually. Okay, we have rainy day, snowy day, windy day, killing windy day, marrying snowy day, and fucking rainy day. Or do we want to marry rainy day? I don't hate the rain, but I feel like snow is more special because it's more rare. So you want to marry that. Oh no, we got to flip it, right? Because then it won't be as special if it's not as rare. So, okay, we're marrying rain, we're fucking snow, and we're killing wind. Of course. Nobody's marrying wind. Nobody's like, I think I'll marry the windy day. What? Okay, the next one is, this one feels really personal. It feels like a personal attack to me, but Diet Coke, Caesar salad, French fries. Now, I don't know why you put my entire order that I get at every restaurant right there in the fuck, marry, kill, but you went ahead and you did that. So, listen, I love all of these things equally, and it's very rare that I really want to tap out of a fuck, marry, kill as much as I want to do this one, because I, you know, I can't kill the French fries. I'm not an idiot. And I can't kill a Diet Coke. Wow, I guess I have to kill the Caesar salad. I'll marry the Diet Coke and I'll fuck the French fries. All right, done to my head. I had to do what I had to do. Let's see. This next one is, this is the hot dog one. Hot dog with all of the toppings, a corn dog, or pigs in a blanket. Now you're speaking my language again. I think I would have to, you know, I do think I would have to kill the regular hot dog with all the toppings, because pig in a blanket, you can't kill. You can't kill. It's a tiny hot dog and a croissant. I mean, let's be real here. We can't kill it. And then a corn dog is such a fun freaking time. Again, it's there's a theme here. It's a hot dog inside of, it's encased in something unusual. So it's inside of cornbread. I'm not killing that. So we got to kill the regular. And then we're going to marry pigs in a blanket, of course. And then we're fucking the corn dog, of course. And then there's another one. The last one, a hot musician who wants his band to make it, a hot athlete who wants you to go to every game, or a hot garbage man who doesn't have any other interests but garbage. Marrying the garbage man. Come on. I think I would kill the, I guess I would kill the, I would kill the musician, because I could go to the game and support, you know, an athlete who's like, oh, you come to my game. Okay, fine. I'll wear my cute little outfit and I'll bring my little Stanley cup and I'll bring you guys orange juice or whatever the hell they drink, those little freaks that play sports. And then you got to kill the musician, unfortunately. Okay. You guys can send in questions to secretkeepersclub@gmail.com. That's it for this week. Love to chit chat with my girls. Hope everybody has a great week ahead, and we'll chat to you soon. Bye.